South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is facing criticism for writing in her upcoming memoir about killing her 14-month-old puppy. Even crazier, it was during a drug deal gone bad. Our head writer wrote that joke.
Well, your head writer should probably, maybe get a job with ABC News or something. Maybe the New York Times has a place for your head writer. Bad. Yes, the zombie apocalypse continues. Jihad American style. This is what the Democrats have been busy doing behind closed doors for all these years. Now we can see the fruit. Can you call them fruit, Michael? Now we can see the fruit, or is that frowned upon? The fruit of their labors to corrupt generations of Americans, working like a champ, like a charm. Our chickens are coming home to roost. And headbands are the new armbands. Have you seen it? They got the headbands, and they got these Arab headdresses, the Palestinian headdress. They use them to conceal their identities, and they wear goggles. And you see at Columbia University, there's an insurrection ongoing. They've got an insurrection. They're smashing out the windows with hammers that are doubtless stolen. Looked like nice hammer. You see that guy's hammer? He had a really nice-looking hammer. Construction hammer. I wonder where he stole it from, the little Columbia University SOB. Remarkable. I was reminded this morning of the Mahmoud Ahmadinejad speech at Columbia University in New York in 2007. I think that's the one where he said they have no gay people in Iran because they had finished hanging them all from construction cranes while chanting Allahu Akbar. And Allah is indeed Akbar, is he not? Quite Akbar. He certainly is on the campus of Columbia University and the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., too, where you can major in Allahu Akbar. Can you major in Allahu Akbar? And death to the Jews, because I saw a bumper sticker driving in today. Biden-Harris 2024, death to the Jews. That was the bumper sticker. It was on a Prius, because liberalism is not quite what it used to be. Remarkable stuff. That should be the slogan of the Democrat Party for 2024 and for Joe Biden. They're not on the side of civilization. Speaking of which, something kind of humorous happened under Gavin Newsom. He's standing in line to jump in just in case Joe Biden falls off the stairs trying to get onto Air Force One and they pull the staircase back and he just falls through or something like that. Everybody would think that's funny. But except for Jill Biden, who really, really likes being first lady. But never mind that. Gavin Newsom yesterday, maybe it was even day before yesterday, he declared in California, now that there are only like 2 days left in the month, day before yesterday, he declared that the month of April, which begins with April Fool's Day, and the Democrats, well, never mind that. So he declared April to be Arab American Heritage Month in the state of California. It was almost over by the time he declared the month of April to be Arab American Heritage Month. But, you know, still, it's not too late to take hostages. Not too late to take hostages, that's for sure. And probably, I think, enough time to crash some planes into buildings. If, you know, because you want to remember. You want to remember the old days when waxing poetic about yesteryear. All that good stuff. So it is Arab American Heritage Month in the Golden State in California. Yes, sir. Prophet on the burning shore. And it is just an amazing time to be alive, to be an American. They are the jihad. The Democrat Party has joined the global jihad against the Jewish people. As they say at George Washington University, from the river to the sea. That means let's wipe out Israel and turn it into a terror state run by Hamas, who will kill everyone. And the Democrat Party is down with the struggle, don't you think? Pretty remarkable stuff. So I've got a lot to share with you today because once again, the Democrats have made their vile, what did Newt Gingrich call it? A Nazi-like. They call it a Nazi-like movement. that the Democrats are in charge of in the United States of America. And Columbia University, they took over a building there. They took over a building and they renamed it for a little girl who was killed in the war that the terrorist army Hamas started against civilization when they used butcher knives to dismember women and, you know, kidnapped and raped to death and the hostages and the murders and the dismemberments and the tortures, the decapitations. How long can it be? Now, we've already got Democrats self-immolating all over the country, and we have Democrats perpetrating suicide attacks against Republicans on a baseball field, against police at the U.S. Capitol in New York City, in Dallas, Texas, and in Baton Rouge. Speaking of which, here's another remarkable moment in journalistic history. Our news media is the most corrupt institution in America, and the Washington Post, which I have today's edition in my hands. Hang on just a sec. I have it in my hands. I just had to spit on it, see, because it's the Washington Post today. A remarkable, remarkable thing buried in the Washington Post on page 4, because this is what they pretend is journalism. Where is it? Is it page 4? They've got, here it is at the bottom of page 4. In black and white, they've got a few paragraphs on 4 officers are fatally shot, 4 injured while serving warrant in Charlotte. So wait a minute. Yesterday, 8 police officers were shot by 1 Democrat. 4 of them were killed. And that is at the bottom of page 4. Because as a third world country, like the ghettos of Brazil, when people are killed en masse, that's not really news anymore because our news media is so corrupt and because Democrats are so comfortable shooting and killing people all over the place. Just saying. But the headline, and I'm not kidding, it's the bottom of page 4, the top of page 4, Trump seizes on protests to portray chaos under Biden. Really? Trump did that? That's supposed to be your job at the Washington Post because there is chaos under Joe Biden. And you guys are supposed to report that. But the filthy frauds that you are, you don't report it, do you? No, you don't. 4 officers are fatally shot, 4 injured while serving warrant in Charlotte is the headline. The person who was sought by authorities was killed in the shooting. Not until much too late, I've got to say. So 3 members of the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force looking for armed, dangerous Democrats were fatally shot during a standoff Monday while trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte. A Charlotte police officer died hours later from injuries he suffered during the incident. They call it an incident. Just amazing. 4 other law enforcement officers were wounded, and the person they were pursuing was killed. The task force members were attempting to serve a warrant for possession of a firearm by a felon. See, the Democrat, Democrat everywhere, Democrat. When they were met with gunfire at a Charlotte residence, police said. Now, how is it that that is the bottom of page 4 in black and white? That is a major event. And our news media is the most corrupt institution in America. And the Washington Post is just amazingly and astonishingly, or at least appallingly corrupt, if not astonishingly. I got to say. And they've got amazing headlines. Class of 24 faces bittersweet graduation amid protests. Amid protests. And they're, you know, burning the American flag. They're burning the Israeli flag. They're calling for America to be destroyed and to be burned down. And make no mistake, every stinking, filthy one of them is a Democrat. They're all Democrats. There is not a flag-burning Republican in the country, not an American flag-burning Republican, but, you know, but they are waving the flag of Hamas and Hezbollah and the flag, of the, they say, of Palestine. There is no Palestine, but okay. And by the way, free, free Palestine, as I said yesterday, the so-called Palestinians, that is to say the Arabs, because it's not a separate ethnic group, the Arabs living in Israel, within the borders of Israel, that includes Gaza and the West Bank, are the freest Arabs in the Arab world. They have more freedoms than any Arabs anywhere. They have actual elections where Arabs run for office and are elected and hold public office in the Knesset and as mayors and beyond in Israel. And they have legitimate elections. They have freedom. They have liberty. They have democracy. They have LGBTQ parades. And they don't have gay people hanging from cranes by the neck until dead, as they do in Iran. When Columbia University invited Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to be the speaker, the honored guest at Columbia University in 2007, and he declared that there are no gay people in Iran, and they all clapped.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran,
2007.
We do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Columbia University. And it was kind of funny when he spoke there. People did post photographs of dead people hanged by the neck from cranes because they were gay or women that hadn't been obedient enough. And he was invited and treated like a great foreign leader, a welcome guest at Columbia University. Isn't that amazing? Yes, it is. Dissent over Gaza war disrupts ceremonies at colleges nationwide. Now, there was an update yesterday on Ukraine where nobody's calling for a ceasefire. None of the Democrats, because they're bloodthirsty ghouls just like their Hamas brethren. But it was learned yesterday by news reporting leaks from British intelligence that they have determined that more than 450,000 Russians have been killed in the war with Ukraine. Nobody's actually keeping track of how many Ukrainians have been killed. The New York Times reported about 6 months ago that there had been 70,000 Ukrainians killed. So let's say British intelligence is right, 450,000 dead Russian troops in that war. And the New York Times was right 6 months ago, 70,000. I've seen numbers of well over 100,000 dead Ukrainians between the military and the civilian death toll. And none of these miscreants is calling for a ceasefire in Ukraine. Isn't that amazing? Hundreds of thousands killed in the Syrian civil war, which is ongoing. No calls for a ceasefire. My best girl and I were in Israel a few years ago now, and we drove up to the Golan Heights, to the top of the Golan Heights, looking down into Syria. And as we arrived at the top, two mortar rounds landed at the bottom of the hill. Ba-boom, ba-boom. And we said, hey, we must be here, and got out of the vehicle. We're looking down into Syria. While we were there looking at some of the remnants of Arab attacks gone by when they were defeated by a much mightier foe that they attacked and tried to exterminate, burned out tank hulks and things like that. And while we're there, a third mortar round landed at the bottom of the hill. And the civil war has been going on there for years, hundreds of thousands dead. In Yemen, hundreds of thousands dead in the civil war there. No calls for a ceasefire there. Why is that? That's because it's the way they see it, through the lens through which they see the world. That is brown-on-brown violence, right? And the Jews aren't responsible for the hundreds of thousands killed in Syria. Other Arabs are responsible for the hundreds of thousands killed in Syria. Hundreds of thousands killed in Yemen. No calls for a civil war. By the way, when Iran launched their missile attack against Israel a couple of weeks ago now, Yemen also launched on Israel. There were missiles lobbed from Syria into Israel. There were missiles launched from Lebanon into Israel. And the news media, maybe that was one line in paragraph number 44, but they really didn't cover that. Really didn't cover that at all. Our news media. Also, an amazing story in the Washington Post today. I got there. It's so awful. It's so horrible today that I've got to share a couple of them with you. They've got a busload of college professors in journalism demanding that the New York Times change their coverage of the Hamas attack on Israel, and stop saying that sexual violence has been used as a weapon of war. They want them to change history. The left is here, ladies and gentlemen. These are not liberals. The left is here. And the left destroys. The left kills. The left imprisons. The left steals everything, too. They've come for the children. They're doing a pretty good job. You see the young man I shared audio with you yesterday, a young man at tried to get on the campus of the of his own college at UCLA, but he was wearing a Star of David, so big tough guys wouldn't let him cross because they're the brown shirts of the 21st century, and we call them the Democratic Party. We are at 888-630-9625.
Why doesn't the government do something? That's what I'd like to know.
What can they do? They're only people, just like us.
People my foot. They're Democrats.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
The Democrat Party, they should be wearing brown shirts and armbands at this point. It's a very, very disturbing trend we're witnessing in America. If only we had a legitimate news media. Sadly, we do not. Let us take a phone call. Let's go to the phones, Mike. Let's go to Matt, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Happy May Day Eve in Third Reichtopia. As Al, I'm not so sharp, but I weigh a ton, charlatan might say. And two things for you. First, I don't know if the CDC's advising the Hamas health service or it's just a health service mass challenge phenomenon. But remember during the Corona Madness Dem Panic, the CDC came out and gave us the Wuhan Red death count. And then years later, they came back and said, well, and I forget if they reduced it by a third or to a third of the original total. And now more recently, Hamas came out and said, well, there were 33,000 deaths. And then you know, weeks later, months later, they come back, well, it was only 22,000, so they reduced it by a third. So it's kind of the opposite of Biden core math. They overcount instead of undercounting. And then the second thing,
No, go ahead. It's bizarre because Michael Piercy and I were talking about this 2 minutes ago. But go ahead. About those very numbers, and they're lowering the... And the Washington Post today is still using the larger number from before Hamas reducing their own fake number to a new fake number.
Right. And the second thing, I think I figured out who likes the self-immolators the most. It's the Chiron writer at CNN because they give him the night off and they just recycle the fiery but mostly peaceful Chiron from Kenosha.
I got to tell you, the Washington Post today, you sound like you read the Washington Post this morning and you're mocking it because the Washington Post used the 33,000 number today and what you were just talking about a moment ago, too. Finding the truth is harder than ever before. Al Jazeera is a more reliable news outlet than the Washington Post is. Again, as Matt said, calling in from St. Louis, Hamas themselves lowered the number of the, well, that they claim have been killed. And you can't believe a damn word that they say, of course, because they're terrorists who are holding hostages that they're raping every day and murdering. But never mind that. The people of the Hamas so-called health ministry. There's a story in the Washington Post today about how the healthcare system in Gaza is on hard times because, you know, before this, it was the model for the world, the Gaza healthcare system. You people are a disgrace to Western civilization at the Washington Post, honestly. But Hamas themselves lowered the number that they had claimed, and the news media doesn't care. They're sticking with the higher number. I just found the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, using the number 34,000 today. The Washington Post using the number 34,000 today. But I think it's worth pointing out another kind of relevant thing. And that is, yesterday we heard that 450,000 Russians have been killed in the war in Ukraine. And that, you know, that nobody cares about the number in Ukraine. And our news media doesn't cover the so-called war in Ukraine, does it? When's the last time you saw it? It's not even in the newspapers. It's not on television. There are no network news reporters there covering it for television. It's as though that war doesn't exist. It's just the military-industrial complex and the Democrat Party. But never mind that. If we're scraping up against a million dead in that war, there are no calls for a ceasefire. I just looked it up this morning. The civil war in Syria has killed between 580,000 people and 617,000 people. Now, again, we're talking like 23,000 terrorists with a terrorist army called Hamas that the Democrat Party is now dressing like them. They've got their young people. They're not children. They're old enough to be in the Marine Corps, and maybe they should be, and we should send them to Yemen, push them out of planes and darkness over Yemen, with parachutes, of course, not without parachutes, and rifles so they can go fight the jihadis that they support. Of course, a lot of them, I think, would go join. They'd go join, wouldn't they? So maybe 617,000 dead in the Arab-on-Arab Syrian civil war. In Yemen, they say about 150,000 dead from war and about 227,000 dead from famine. And there is not a single college student in America calling for a ceasefire anywhere. There is a civil war going on in Sudan where nobody even counts the dead because, you know, you got to knock the black scorpions off of their bleached bones and the blown sand to count the bodies. But never mind that. And maybe Ilhan Omar should keep that in mind and appreciate the United States a little bit more. But never mind that. Amazing stuff. So the slavery is alive and well. I read you a story a couple of weeks ago how these militias are kidnapping mostly women, of course, and killing the men and selling the women as slaves to do work around the house and as sex slaves and things like that. But there is not a college student in America that gives a flying hoot about that. This is what the Democratic Party has done, make no mistake about it, to college campuses, to what we used to call education in America, and to the United States of America more broadly. And these people are going to be graduating from Ivy League institutions and other respected universities, allegedly respected universities, and they're going to be going into the workplace or not, as the case may be. These tents that they have might come in handy for the rest of their short, ignorant lives because they might have to find bridges to live under after their parents reject them, and society does too. Just amazing stuff. So pay no attention to any of that. Now, the Washington Post has a front page story today. And the headline, front page. And the headline on the front page of the Washington Post, GOP, that's the Republican Party, the grand old party. GOP paints protests, they call them protests, as nations slide into chaos. You know, that would normally be the role of the news media and the Washington Post. But they don't report the news. They're a corrupt Democrat front group posturing as a news organization, but they're not. Though mostly peaceful, listen, this is the subheadline. I'm not making it up. Though mostly peaceful, campus rallies, they call them rallies, provide an array of favorite foils. This story is not about the protests. It's an attack on Republicans for noticing the protests. And they have Yasmin Abdul-Talib is the lead author on the story. Yasmin Abdul-Talib. Former President Donald Trump, those are the first words of the story, and other prominent Republicans are seizing on the eruption on campus of protests across the country to depict the United States as out of control under President Biden. The Democrat Party, in the form of the Washington Post, is jumping in to defend their party. Yasmin Abdul-Talib is leading the charge. So as the United States out of control under President Biden, seeking to use the mostly peaceful demonstrations as a political cudgel against the Democrats. They literally have mostly peaceful in the subheadline and mostly peaceful in the lead sentence. It is nothing short of propaganda and nothing beyond propaganda. The pro-Palestinian protests at numerous colleges, including Columbia, Yale, Emory, the University of Southern California, where the Jew was not allowed to walk across campus because he had a Star of David on. And you can't have that, you know. So the University of Southern California, University of Texas at Austin, and others include encampments and barricades intended to highlight protesters' denunciation of Israel's military onslaught. It's an onslaught, according to Yasmin Abdul Talib at the Washington Post, in Gaza, as well as to push universities to divest from companies with ties to Israel. You're all expelled. You're going to have to start college over again. Try City College this time, because it might be just the thing for you. So it's the Republicans are bad people for noticing it. You go to the jump in the story, and buried inside the newspaper, again on page 4, where they have a throwaway story about 8 police officers being shot and 4 of them killed yesterday, which is not much of a news story. Kind of like a Republican member of Congress, Steve Scalise, being shot by a Bernie Sanders volunteer. But never mind that. So if you go to the jump and go a whole lot of paragraphs in there, they talk about Biden pledged steadfast support for Israel, he lied, after Hamas militants stormed through the Israel-Gaza border, where the Arabs in Gaza are among the freest Arabs anywhere on the planet. They have self-determination, elections, electricity provided to them by Jews, clean water provided to them by Jews, and all they want is the genocide of the people next door. But never mind that. And the Democrats on college campuses are supporting the genocide of the people next door while yelling the word genocide all over the place. So the Washington Post says, October 7th, they came across the border, killed 1,200 people, many of them civilians. When they say many of them, they mean 99.8% of them civilians. A lot of young women at a concert who they raped and tortured and dismembered. But the Washington Post doesn't report that because they're smoothing this over, even after the fact. And the Post says, and took 253 hostages, according to Israeli authorities. Can't believe them, Jews, yarmulke-wearing people. Israel responded with a punishing military campaign in Gaza, as is 100% appropriate, and we still don't have the hostages back, and the war criminals are still in charge. You know what my plan is for this? And if I were president of the United States, I would bring an aircraft carrier group in to support Israel, and I would say, hand over the leaders of Hamas to be tried for war crimes immediately, release the hostages even sooner, and we won't turn you into a parking lot, maybe. And that would be my opening sentence in our discussion about these matters. And I would say, no, and if they started to speak, I would say, no, hostages, now, all right? And then when the hostages are released, and I'd maybe fly about 100 F-18s overhead at low altitude just to say hello, and then you hand the hostages over. Now you hand over the leaders of your terrorist organization to be tried as war criminals, and then we can have a talk about not turning you into a parking lot. All right? But here's the Washington Post. Here we go. Israel responded with a punitive military campaign in Gaza that has killed more than 34,000 Palestinians. So they only killed 1,200 Jews. Why did you kill 34,000 Democrats? I mean, Hamas members. Just amazing. And they think that, the Washington Post, just amazing. Just amazing. And by the way, it was the health ministry in Gaza that downgraded the number that they were claiming, and unbelievable stuff that the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal are still quoting the original larger Hamas number, because Hamas, the health ministry in Gaza, on April 6th, said that they had incomplete data for 11,371 of the terrorists that they say. They say 33,091 Palestinian fatalities. But then, well, we can't really account for more than 11,000 of those. So we're going to have to downgrade that number. But the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal are still going with the larger, the previous Hamas number. Pay no attention to that. Just amazing. But the Washington Post story is really about this. Trump this week called a 2017, this is just amazing, neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, which he said at the same time had very fine people on both sides. So they got the very fine people on both sides, but they don't. Michael, what did Donald Trump really say? Well, because the Washington Post lies just in passing about the past, about the present, and if they can, they lie about the future. Maybe Yasmin Abdul Talib has different numbers than I do. But you may remember what President Trump actually said.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
And the Washington Post continues to use the, quote, very fine people on both sides, end quote, prompting a bipartisan pushback. And it's just amazing. So this week, he called the 2017. You know how many people have been murdered by Democrats since 2017? Let me see. Well, just African-Americans would be about 50,000. Be about 50,000 just African-Americans. But I know her name, Heather Heyer, right? Because the Democrats own information in this country. Just amazing. So the Washington Post also today says that, you know, those awful Republicans, they're drawing attention to what's going on the campuses, the anti-Semitism and stuff. And Trump and the Republicans pushed the notion that America is descending into chaos and lawlessness on his watch, from illegal immigration to soaring inflation to violent crime. They have regularly painted a picture of the country out of control. How dare they? These assertions have often been exaggerated or without context. Without context. Wait a minute. You mean like very fine people on both sides? Without context, like the claim of 34,000 dead Hamas members without context? Is that the lack of context that you're referring to there? Sure, or maybe an exaggeration. And during this whole thing is an exaggeration about Republicans, Yasmin Abdul Talib. And during his 2020 reelection campaign, Trump retweeted in response to a large-scale protest over the police killing of George Floyd, a career criminal junkie with fentanyl and methamphetamine in his system who died of heart failure while resisting arrest, therefore a hero of the Democrat Party. And they burned our country from coast to coast over George Floyd, who belonged in a penitentiary. But never mind that. Over the killing of George Floyd, which were mostly peaceful. That's the third mostly peaceful in this. At least 24 people were murdered. More than 2,000 police officers were injured. There was more than $2 billion in property damage. Biggest riot since the Democrats were burning the country down in 1968. And Yasmin Abdul Talib in the Washington Post have used mostly peaceful three times in this story. Don't you know you're a joke? We have mostly peaceful t-shirts and coffee mugs at the Chris Plant store, by the way. Since they're going to keep breathing life into this corpse that is the mostly peaceful Democrat Party. But the Post says, but occasionally turn to looting. Occasionally turn to looting. Yeah. Man. There's occasional looting going on now. During the riots, everything was looting, and you guys said it was reparations because of the Democrat Party's program of slavery in this country. By the way, who do you think is behind all this? I've noticed a trend on the banners and beyond as to who's behind this. I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. Now, I believe I mentioned yesterday that I was watching the television of the radical extremists, neo-Nazi Democrat Party. And they're not really very neo, but... And the banner at the front of a march in Washington, D.C., Free Palestine, and I was told with the three maps of Israel, and there's no Israel there, it's just a terrorist army. And the bottom of the banner, you know, 15 feet across, in large print, plain for the news media to see, but they don't, says Party for Socialism and Liberation, the PSL, D.C., Party for Socialism and Liberation. And then this morning I was watching the riot at, which the media will tell you is mostly peaceful because that's how corrupt they are. And the video at Columbia University where they took over a building and named it for a little Hamas girl that was probably killed by her own parents. And the video is by the Party for Socialism and Liberation. That's the video, and it's posted on the screen on Fox News. And I was reminded that during the Black Lives Matter rally, the riots, they had giant banners as well. And the giant banners at the bottom, Party for Socialism and Liberation. I think I see a trend here. It's communists. They're commies. That's not even a joke, unfortunately. It's America today, and they lie about everything, just like the Washington Post. Let's grab a quick call, even though I'm running out the clock. Let's go. Oh, let's go to Jason in Kensington. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
G'day, Chris. Good to be back, mate. Hey, yeah, these kids, I mean, they act as if they've got some sort of a bargaining chip, you know, in society. I mean, they have none. I mean, I always think the veterans and them would be sort of first in line when it comes to, you know, benefits. I mean, they want free education, which is taxpayer-funded, and then they hate the country. I just don't understand this stupidity. And, I mean, I would say, you know what, get in line, which, you know, they're probably last in line when it comes to, you know, help when it comes to this country. They don't deserve any of it.
Well, I agree with you 100%. In fact, you just mentioned, you know, they hate this country. They're burning the American flag. They're burning the Israeli flag. They're carrying the flags of enemies of Western civilization and enemies of the United States of America. They should be catapulted off of these campuses, and they should be barred from ever returning. They should be pushed out of airplanes with parachutes over Yemen. Wait till you hear the audio I have coming up, Jason, on this.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.